Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, I'm glad that you're here. This is episode number 15 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Clean, Stable, or Ox. We know it's the fall season. I'm not sure if you had ever heard this, but I read that in the early 1600s, as more people started moving into cities, the word harvest fell out of use. Instead, city dwellers began to use the phrase fall of the leaf, and that referred to the third season of the year when the trees, of course, would lose their leaves. Now, the word fall comes from the Old English word fallon, which is F-E-A-L-L-A-N, and that means to die or to fall. Now, this phrase again, fall of the leaf, is a little clunky when you're trying to use it in common speech. So over time, that phrase, fall of the leaf, was shortened to just the word fall. And that's how we ended up with just saying this season is the fall season. Now, I enjoy the season. I really like the fall. I love all of its colors. I love the baking. I love the aromas and the fresh smells of the harvest and fall season. It is just a fun time for me. And I can look outside of my windows and observe the beautiful plush trees that surround our house with all of the vivid red and yellow and bright orange. And I've always wanted to live in a house surrounded by trees because when I was a little girl, our beautiful home was surrounded by gorgeous trees as well. The one thing I realize now, though, as an adult, is that these plush trees produce mounds of fallen leaves in this fall season. Now, in some neighborhoods, this may not present a problem, but in ours, you do not let the leaves pile up or blow continuously on your neighbor's property. As a result of this, my hubby and I, we get out there and we clean up and we bag these leaves. And sometimes it feels like we're cleaning up our lawn from the leaves that have blown from the whole state of Pennsylvania. There are so many leaves. We filled this past weekend at least 25 tall brown bags just for the front lawn. Now that's not including the sides of our house or our backyard. It was a great accomplishment for us to clear the lawn of the leaves this past weekend. Neighbors even passed by complimenting on how nice everything looked. Now, I have to admit, it brought a smile to my face each time I glanced at the huge task of getting this lawn done and checking it off of our list. However, Monday rolled around and it brought wind and rain enough to make another heavy blanket of leaves cover the lawn. There was no evidence that we had even worked on our yard previously. As I reflect on this, I had to think of how we, as women, accomplish tasks regularly within our homes, businesses, ministries, churches, and communities. Yet, wait long enough, and the task may have to be repeated over and over again. Rarely is it done once and then it's a done deal. Many of the tasks that we do as women are repetitive in our lives, and messes do happen and they must be cleaned up. Well, how do you feel as a mom when your kitchen is sparkling clean and within a matter of minutes, food or mud is slung across your glistening counter or floor? How do you feel as a leader when you sigh with joy over having completed that project assigned to you, yet within minutes it's brought back to you with numerous changes or deadlines? Well, my sister, this can happen to all of us at one time or another. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 states, "Without oxen, a stable stays clean, but you need a strong ox for a large harvest." Now let me read that again. Without oxen, a stable stays clean, but you need a strong ox for a large harvest. Now, of course, an empty stable is going to stay clean, but having the dirty oxen is beneficial for increasing the amount of work accomplished. This is the insight we're getting from this proverb. This proverb suggests that a farmer would have to put up with a little mess if he's going to reap a large harvest. Now, having the ox means that you would have to invest time, money, and effort to feed it daily, to clean up after it, to care for its health, to have proper shelter for it from bad weather, to protect it from predators or insect infestation, and so much more. Having a sparkling clean stable means that you'll not have to do all these things that I just mentioned, but you would also have to eliminate the benefits and the increased income that the filthy ox would provide for you. So if you want the large harvest, you're going to have to put up with the mess and the stench of the ox. And it would be really foolish to get rid of the ox just to have a clean stable, for what the oxen provides outweighs far more than maintaining and taking care of the ox. What you get in return is worth all the trouble for caring for the ox. And this, again, is what this proverb is basically trying to say to us. Now, I was looking for the lawn to stay clean of messy leaves. Maybe you're looking for a marriage free of arguments. Maybe you're looking for a church free of misunderstandings. Maybe you're looking for children free of daily care. Or maybe you're looking for a job free of challenges. Or maybe even you're looking for a baby free of messy diapers. Well, life is full of stinky plops and messy things. Are you expecting everything to stay clean all the time? Well, if you are, please realize that this is an unrealistic expectation. Here we go again when we think about that proverb. What are you thinking? Clean stable or ox? I think that it's best that we take both and we ask God for His grace to keep a balance between the two. Not a mindset of either or, because really, again, that's not realistic. If we're expecting everything to stay clean, then we're not going to have the productivity or the blessing or the harvest that we're looking for. But if we have the mess, and if we have all the responsibilities and maybe the stench and the mess that comes with also the stable and maintaining it, if we can learn how to appreciate and thank God for both, then we'll be able to understand what it is to appreciate and thank God for the blessings that come along with the mess. So as we approach Thanksgiving, let's take a moment to thank God for the oxen in our stables, really, in our lives. Let's thank Him for the time, money, and effort and strength that it's taken to sacrificially keep the stable clean over and over again. Now, cleaning up one mess after another, knowing that after all is said and done, though, it's going to be well worth it. All the sacrificial labor that we do, ladies, will produce a large harvest, whether we actually get to see it with our naked eyes or not. Well, may your Thanksgiving be a pleasant aroma in the nostrils of our Lord. Now, I'm not just talking about the Thanksgiving holiday. I am talking about what I said before, giving thanks to the Lord for both, for the stable and the ox, not just the stable or the ox. But if we can just get to a point of thanking God for them both and not saying, well, Paula, that's you speaking. I want the clean stable. I don't want the ox. Well, then, remember what the proverb says. All right, you can have the clean stable, but then you're not going to have the benefits and the productivity and the income or the better results that come with the ox. So if you have to put up with something messy in your life right now, isn't it better to ask God to help you to keep the balance, to help you to know how to function with the stable and the ox? And so what I'm saying again is not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day, thank God for and ask Him for wisdom in maintaining your stable and your ox. Until we gather again the next time, I'd like to encourage you through this proverb that we just read and through the whole explanation of the leaves and the stable and the ox. And in the meantime, while we're waiting to get back together, smile and realize Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.